This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
And now call the House Appropriations Committee to order. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, Internet listeners, and all the folks joining us up here in room 464. We're going to start just reminding everybody to turn your cell phones to vibrate. We have a cell phone go off. We're going to make a donation to the Governor's Fund. At this time, I'm going to ask the Secretary to take roll.
Bartles.
Here.
Gross.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Peterson. Excuse. Post. Excuse. Saba.
Here.
Hanoff.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'm going to entertain any motions for minutes.
Mr. Chair, I move for the approval of the House Appropriation Minutes from February 26th.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Representative Bartles to approve minutes from February 26th, a second by Representative Gross. So just be a voice. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, minutes approved. Any other minutes or motions? Okay, seeing none, we're going to introduce our pages we have here with us. We're starting a fresh rotation, right? It's your first day on the job. Will you come up to the microphone? Just push the button up here at the desk and introduce who you are, where you're from, how you learned about the PAGE program, and what you plan on doing for college.
Hello, I am Grace Duvall. I am from Chamberlain. I learned about the PAGE program when I was in elementary school. My parents just mentioned it to me for something to think about in high school. And I think I want to do foreign affairs or international relations in college.
All right. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Isaac Barreto. I'm from Gregory. I'm a senior. And I learned about the PAGE program from a friend of mine who's also friends with Representatives Quam and Fink and Senator Blair. And in college, I'm thinking about majoring in history or political science.
Where do you plan to go?
BYU.
BYU,
yep.
Okay.
Provo, if I can make it in. Yep.
All right. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Okay. I want to remind all of our testifiers to please sign in this morning. If you have any handouts, we'll distribute those via the page. At this time, we are going to move right into our agenda. We have two bills this morning. We're going to be hearing SB 181, SB 182. We're going to take SB 181 first. This is to provide the transfer of funds from the Budget Reserve Fund and to declare an emergency. And at this time, we'll welcome proponent testimony. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the House Committee on Appropriations. My name is Stephen Kohler. I'm with the Bureau of Finance and Management, asking you to support Senate Bill 181. As mentioned, it is a bill that transfers money from the Budget Reserve Fund to the General Fund. The governor originally proposed just under $7.2 million as a transfer. On the Senate side, that number was revised down to $6.6 million to reflect the change in revenue estimates that were adopted. So the state has two reserve, or state's reserves funds are made up of two funds. That's the Budget Reserve Fund and then the General Revenue Replacement Fund. And the Budget Reserve Fund was created to place resources into a reserve which would only be used to address emergency situations without having to raise taxes or cut spending. The General Revenue Replacement Fund was established to assist in balancing the annual budget in the event of an unforeseen revenue shortfall. When we look at both of those two funds together, we have a balance of just over $176.3 million. The reserve fund calculation is based on next year's General Appropriations Act. So we look at what next year's General Appropriations Act would be, and several years ago the governor proposed and the legislature has adopted it ever since, maintaining a 10% level of those two particular funds. So again, there's about $176 million in combination of those two funds. And if we look at what the General Appropriations Act will be in FY20, 10% of that would allow us to have $6.6 million in excess, or about 10.4%. So this bill transfers that 0.4%, or $6.6 million, into the general fund, and then would be used by yourself to fund the appropriations that are on your table. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony? Seeing no further proponent testimony, we'll take opponent testimony. Any opponent testimony for SB 181? Seeing no opponent testimony, we will skip rebuttals and we will move to committee discussion and or questions. I'm sorry. Any questions from the committee? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for, I don't know your last name.
For Mr. Kohler.
Yeah, sorry. Can you tell me the revenue replacement fund, what was that before it became the revenue replacement fund?
Yep. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Good question, Representative. That fund was known as the Property Tax Relief Fund, and it was in place for many years, and I believe back in the 2016 session, what had happened was we were taking money from, we had money transferring through that fund and then flowing out back into the general fund, and it made more sense to repeal some of those laws and be more transparent, so that we're transferring money from the video lottery, rather from the video lottery to the PTRF fund and then back to the general fund. We just transferred that money directly to the general fund. So the functionality of that particular fund is still intact. It's just more transparent today.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So what was the balance in that fund when it switched over from being the Property Tax Relief Fund to the Revenue Replacement Fund?
Yep. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
That balance, there was $44 million in that fund. Now, there was a lot more money coming in and out. Again, we were receiving over $100 million in lottery revenues every year. That money was being transferred into that fund and then transferred into another fund, and we just made it much more simpler to understand and much more transparent. So there was money coming in and going out for the purposes that the legislature established, and that still has continued today. But the remaining balance in that fund is at $44 million, and that's the balance that's in there today as well.
Any further questions? Seeing no further questions, we'll entertain a motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes, we're going to defer action on SB 181 until Wednesday, as we still have yet to set the supplemental bill for 2019. So we are going to move on to SB 182. This is a bill to revise the special education property tax levy for school districts and to revise the state aid to special education formula. At this time, we'll take proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Derek Johnson, representing the Bureau of Finance and Management. You have before you this morning Senate Bill 182, and Mr. Chair, I have an amendment that the pages are passing around. May I please have some latitude to speak to that amendment as well as the bill?
We're going to, at this time, ask somebody to move the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I would move that SB 182 be amended with 182CA.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Representative Bartles and a second by Representative Hunhoff to move 182CA. We're going to just do a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the amendment passes. Speak to the amendment or the bill as amended. Right. Mr. Johnson.
Very good, thanks. Okay, so Senate Bill 182 is the annual bill to revise the state aid to special education formula and to revise the state aid property tax levies for special education. So Senate Bill 182 does two things. It increases the funding per disability level by 2.5%. The increases for funding under each disability level are found in Section 2 of the printed bill. And under the governor's recommended budget, the funding for each level would increase by 2.5%. So, for example, level 1 disability funding level would increase from $5,527.09 to $5,665.27. Levels 2 through 6 also increase by 2.5%. I won't read those numbers off for you. A second, Senate Bill 182 sets the property tax levies to meet the state local share. The property tax levy adjustments are found on page 2, lines 17 and 18 of the bill, as well as on page 6. The bill sets the levies for pay 2020 to meet the state share target of 39.3% in 2021. And the levy, which is currently at 1.367 for all three property tax classes, would move to 1.416. So with that, I would ask for your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 182 as amended, and I'll stand by for further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further proponent testimony? Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Wade Pogany. I'm the executive director for the Associated School Boards of South Dakota. It's good to see all of you this morning. I want to rise in support of 182 and just give you a little bit of context of this bill and why this is so important. Last summer, we had the opportunity to listen to the work of the Extraordinary Cost Interim Committee, and some of you were on that committee. And one of the things that we talked about was not only the fund itself of the extraordinary costs, but special education needs in general. And I knew working with school boards that we are quickly approaching a very difficult situation with special education. One of the indicators that I want you to watch for in the future is the number of school districts. Well, actually, there are three indicators. One is how many are moving toward increasing levies toward the maximum that they can, and that movement is pretty quick. The second one is how many schools are coming to the extraordinary cost fund. And my biggest fear is that right now, with the 50-some school districts that are asking, when we begin to see the larger school districts coming to extraordinary cost fund, that will explode. And that's an indicator of the pressure the school boards are having with special education. The third indicator that I want you to watch, and it isn't a huge number of schools yet, but I hear school boards talk about this, is how many school districts are moving general fund dollars into special education. Because right now, as you know, there's a special education funding formula. There are federal dollars that go into special ed. But what we want to avoid are general fund dollars moving to special education. We hope that special ed would have enough money to fund that. So why is this bill so important, especially the 2.5% increase? Well, you see that 182 has the dollar amounts for each disability level built into it. And the handout that I gave you was very telling to me, and I think some of the folks that were on the Extraordinary Cost Fund Committee, because what you see by that handout is the number of special ed students that we are serving statewide, but also the increase. The trajectory of the number of kids that are going up is very significant. If you look on the left-hand side of all the bands, you'll see funding levels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And those correspond to what's in Senate Bill 182. But if you move across each band, you can see from even like 2010 to 2017, I don't have the 2018 figures, this is off the Department of Education's website, you can see a sharp trajectory of the number of kids that school boards and schools are serving. If you take your eyes to the bottom, see the right-hand side, you'll see a gray or a brownish colored box. And you can see from the total in 2013 at 18,300 to 2017 at 21,000 students, this trajectory is headed in a very, very steep way and increasing significantly. So that's our concern as school boards, is that we're doing everything we can to meet the needs of all of our special needs kids. There are more special needs kids coming in the system. We know just by the work that we do that there are more special needs kids that have high-end costs. Some of our students, are well above what the disability levels are funding, upwards of $100,000 or more. And so I bring this to you today, Mr. Chairman, just as a context of 182 and why the need is there for at least a 2.5% increase, why the need is there for the disability levels to be set, and for you in the future to understand that school boards are under an incredible amount of pressure right now to meet the needs of the growing special education costs. I'm hopeful that you as House members will vote for Senate Bill 3 when it comes up maybe today. And that Senate bill is designed to continue some of the work that was started this summer. I think they're now calling it an interim committee. But I think we all need to know, legislators and school boards need to know, what's going to happen in the future? Where are these costs coming from? Is there any way that we can control this? Now, we don't have a lot of say as school boards in this. Special education needs are really mandated by the federal government. We pay for them. We have the individual education plans that are required of us to meet for all special needs kids, and we will. But we don't have a lot of control as school boards in terms of where these costs come from or where they go. And so it's imperative, Mr. Chairman, that I think we I know what you'll do with 182 now, but in the future, that we have these disability levels in place, and that we make sure that we sustain at least this 2.5% the governor has proposed. So I would stand by for any questions, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Pogany. Further proponent testimony? Further proponents? Seeing none, we will take opponent testimony for SB 182. Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we will skip rebuttal and go to committee questions. Chair. Questions from the committee. Representative Bartles.
I just think we should take a minute and talk about the amendment we put on. That was correcting a typographical error in the bill. On page 6, line 2 of the bill, it said that the mill levy was $1,416 per thousand, and it should have read $1.416. So it was a big typo. It was a comma rather than a decimal point, and it needed to be corrected.
All right. We just stopped the biggest tax hike in history.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Further questions? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For Mr. Pogany, on the handout that you gave us, I was just wondering if you could talk about what that prolonged assistance is for ages 0 to 2 that didn't start until December of 2004.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm not the expert on that particular category. I I know that 1 through 5 are disability levels that we currently use, and but I couldn't speak to it. This is a child count report from Department of Education that we saw this summer, and we use this just to look at the growing need, but I apologize. I can't speak to it.
Follow up?
Well, I would like some more information. I mean, I guess I was surprised to see ages 0 to 2 in DOE. I would expect to see this under Department of Social Services or something, so I guess I would like more information as to what that is. And I see preschool on here as well, so I'm just wondering what we, I mean, I know we don't, I don't know. I'd like more information on what we're providing before kindergarten.
Okay. Further questions from the committee? Representative Hunhoff.
Mr. Pogany, don't sit down. I am very not knowledgeable in this arena, and I just need to clarify on those funding levels of 1, 2, and 3. Can a student only be in one of those levels, or can they be in more than one level?
Mr. Chairman,
Yes.
My understanding is that you can be in more than one level, but you would more than likely end up in level 5, which is multiple disabilities, as a category.
Okay. Again.
Follow-up?
Yes, please. I just, if I'm, okay, so they can be in that multiple disabilities, so they wouldn't be in 1 or 3 or 2. They would just be in the multiple disabilities.
Okay. That's correct.
All right, great, thank you.
Okay, further questions? Seeing no further questions, we'll move to committee discussion. We are going to defer SB 182 till Wednesday, and we will hear the other education bill at that time. Any further business for the committee? Okay. Seeing no further action on the agenda, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn by Representative Bartle, seconded by Representative Koth. All in favor will signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.